Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget our show brought to you in part by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition. Check them out at barrettjackson.com. Don't forget January 14th through the 22nd in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'll be there. Joining me right now on the pioneering performance stage is the great one and only custom car builder, Gene Winfield.
So were you at the first, any of the first SEMAs?
Yes, I was at the first SEMA at the Dodger Stadium.
Wow, what was that like? Like 15 booths
fun.
Or something?
You know, it didn't have very many people, you know.
Right.
But you know, the original guys, Louis Center from Anson and Moon and, you know, a bunch of those good old guys and Esky and, you know, and they all became friends of mine. Of
course. Edelbrock. Can't forget Edelbrock.
Yeah,
Edelbrock was there.
Barry McGuire was there.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Wow. So now, are you just hanging out, walking around? Do you have any SEMA vehicles?
Yes, I've been here since Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I've been running around saying hello to everybody and signing autographs. And I've been promoting a few parts for the new car that I'm building. I'm building a 40 Ford convertible.
Oh.
And I'm going to enter it in the Riddler at Detroit Autorama.
Still,
oh, nice.
How old are you now?
89.
89 years old, Gene Winfield.
Let's give it up, man.
Still
Gene Winfield, 89 years old.
For the Riddler Award. Oh, my gosh.
I got a question for you. How many tops have you actually chopped?
Well, I haven't kept track in the early days, in the early years. Last year, I chopped 17. This year, I've chopped 14, and I've still got two more to go before the end of the year.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That
this guy
is incredible.
And you know what's funny? There's so much controversy on who built what back in the day. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
And
you are the kind of one of those last living legends that knows where all the bones are.
Right. You know, I used to be pretty quiet in the early days, and I never said much, you know, about somebody taking credit for my work and all that. But now I'm a little different. If I hear about it, I get up and scream and holler.
Yes, you should, Gene.
You should. You definitely keep them straight about that.
89 years old and still building a 40 Ford convertible to win the Riddler Award. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the early days of drag racing and the history that you have with it.
Well, you know, I started drag racing actually before Don Gartlett's.
Before Big Daddy?
Yes. In Northern California, we had an illegal strip, and we marked off a quarter mile, an old Navy strip, and we did that, and we ran 3, 4, 5, 6 cars at a time. So I have pictures of me running with 2 or 3 different cars.
Oh, my God.
So it was a lot of fun. So then the first legal drag strip in Northern California was called a strip called Jerusalem. I don't know where the hell they come up with that name. But anyway, it was in Tracy, California.
I think it came out of the Bible.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, so we ran there for about 8 months, and then the farmers complained it was too much noise. And so then we moved to Lodi, California, to Kingdon Drag Strip. So I ran there from 47 to 53, and I have over 40 trophies in those years. And, you know, I used to race I run all different kinds of cars. I started out with my street roadster, but it was pretty heavy. Then I built a dragster, and then I built my T coupe and all these different classes. But I raced every Sunday, and I raced with a guy called Ralph Lindy from Los Gatos, California. And I'd win my class, he'd win his class, and then they would say, "Here comes Windy and Lindy for top time of the day." I never ever beat him. Of course, he had a bigger engine. He was on fuel. But anyway, so then one Sunday he wasn't there, so I got top time of the day.
Nice.
What were you driving? What was exactly?
It was a rail job, what we call a rail job.
Right.
You know, and I took Model T rails and drilled 3-inch holes in them. Can you imagine about
to lighten it up.
3.5-inch rail with 3-inch holes.
Oh, my God.
So it was lightweight. and I'd take off and I'd shift it once, and when I'd shift it, it would flex. You know, the car move up and down like that.
Oh, my gosh. So the great Gene Winfield, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
Hey, guys.
89 years young.
Gene Winfield in the house.
Still building hot rods to this day.
And we're going to get signed books right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm leaving tonight on the red eye, flying to Austin, Texas, to do a metalworking class this weekend.
See, that's what I mean. That's what you're doing.
Give us a handshake.
Are we going to see you again in Houston at the Autorama?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right. In Houston, I'm signed up to do 9 more World of Wheels.
All right. I'll see you there.
In Syracuse, I have the Winfield Award, and whoever we pick 6 select people to come there, and they get $1,000 each to come there.
It's amazing.
Then on Saturday night, when I do my Winfield pick, they get $10,000. That's McGuire's money.
That's awesome.
Wow, $10,000 up there.
Really
for us.
Cool. Really,
round
really
of applause nice. Again for Gene Winfield.
All right, guys. Gene Winfield in the house.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's show, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor with Jeff Allen from Skid Marks Podcast, and I hope that you've enjoyed our coverage of the 50th anniversary of SEMA from the Shell Pioneering Performance Stage in Las Vegas. We'll see you next week.